This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 11th, Instructions and Promises. Our reading comes from Matthew, chapter 28. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." When my parents left on a vacation and put me in charge of the family farm, they wrote out instructions for me to follow. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples gathered together and prayed. They also kept in mind all the teachings and instructions Jesus had given them. It's clear from the New Testament gospel accounts, written down some years later, that Jesus' followers in the early church remembered their identity and mission. They were disciples of Jesus, and they were to go and make disciples of Jesus from all nations. As the disciples began this next chapter as the people of God, they also knew they were not alone. They remembered Jesus' last words, telling them that all authority in heaven and earth had been given to him. They also heard a promise, "I am with you always." But if Jesus was in heaven, how could he also be with them, and today with us? When the believers received the Holy Spirit, that would help to answer some of their questions, but they had to continue in faith, with other questions unanswered. Some even doubted. Today we may also have doubts from time to time. That doesn't mean we are no longer believers, and it certainly doesn't mean Jesus isn't keeping his promise to be with us always. But in faith, and with his Spirit living in our hearts, we can follow his instructions and trust his promises. Pray with me. Dear God, we need you to help us face our fears and doubts. May the presence of Christ, by his Spirit, empower us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.